This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
All right, all right, all right. It is time to be funny. No pressure, guys. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. I'm joined in studio by J.J. Jasper and Brian Fisher. So do you guys feel funny today?
I certainly do.
A couple of us look funny.
I feel completely out of place here because I'm just way too kind of rational.
That's a pretty low bar right, on this show.
Last night I was with a group of educators in West Tennessee and told the teachers about the student that was taking the test. He was flipping the coin, slapping it on his hand, taking a peek and writing down the answer. And this continued. Then there was a long pause. Then he started flipping the coin again. The teacher walked over and said, "Tommy, I know what was going on with the test taking initially, but now what's going on?" He looked up and he said, "Oh, I'm checking my answers."
Oh, man. So did you have, you were addressing a bunch of educators. So did you have a teacher joke in the filing cabinet, so to speak, or
absolutely.
Did you have to go look one up?
Oh, no. Several. Yeah, right. several fun jokes for teachers. We laughed together, then tried to offer some encouragement and inspiration. I love teachers. So thankful for educators.
Well, folks, it is Trivia Friday, and before we get into the meat of what we do
let me just say one more thing. I'm only here as an adjunct professor.
Yes.
I've been applying for tenure since I came to AFA in 2009. I cannot figure out how you get qualified for tenure at Learning University. So I'm here again as an adjunct professor.
Yes.
Trying to make my case that I ought to be considered for tenure, whatever that means.
I think you already answered your question, Brian, and you're too rational.
Too rational.
Too rational for the faculty here. Folks, before we get into Trivia Friday, do want to let you know, and you'll be hearing more about this on American Family Radio, we are adding a new text service for our AFR listeners. You can get American Family Radio text updates one per week. We're not going to bombard you, but via text, directly to your phone by texting MyAFR to 41411. And that'll help you stay informed on the latest from American Family Radio. Text MyAFR to 41411 to stay informed on the latest from AFR. All right. Most of you who've been listening know how we play this game, or as Tim is always wanting to say, Tim Wildman, our dean of Learning University here. This is not really a game. This is a study of life. You get a slice of life on this show. You learn. We make you a more betterer person and more smarter. We guarantee a 1% increase in your IQ for each segment that you listen to. Three segments today over the next hour and a half. Trivia Friday. There's the number to call, 888-589-8840. We invite you to call and answer a question or ask a question or do both. We like for you to do both. We only have one rule on this show. Actually, we have two rules. The first rule is if you have called and gotten onto the program, on the air with us over the last 4 weeks, don't call today. Wait till next week. We try to give everyone an opportunity to get on the show. The second rule is obey all rules. So eventually I'm going to get a laugh out of that joke because I'm going to keep going until I do. All right. We are going to ask, each of us are going to ask three questions. One of these questions is a mystery question. And if you answer correctly, you hear this sound. JJ, what does that sound mean for someone?
That means that someone has correctly answered the mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but when you answer it correctly, you're going to win a prize. What a great way to celebrate Friday.
That's right. And I think that prize...
Travel mug.
Travel
nice
mug.
Stainless steel AFR travel mug. You're going to love it. So whole lot of fun, and the winning is just beginning.
Yes, it is. All right, JJ, start us off with your three questions, then Brian, I'll finish it off, and we will go right to the phone.
First question, with spring training underway, I want to know, what is the official brand of baseballs used in the major leagues?
Good question.
What is the official brand of baseballs used in the major league? Second question, I can't believe I'm asking this. This is a first for Learning University for me. What was wrestling star Randy Savage's nickname? WWF, my first question from that arena. What was wrestling star Randy Savage's nickname? And then the third question, ham is taken from what part of a pig? This is multiple choice. Is it A, the back of the pig, B, the hind leg, or C, the stomach? Where do you get ham? From the back, the hind leg, or the stomach of a pig?
Good. All right, Brian.
All right, question number one. What three countries in the world, there's only three countries in the world that do not use the metric system. What three countries are they? That's question number one. Question number two, who was the first pinch hitter, picking up on your baseball theme, the first pinch hitter to hit a home run in the World Series? Who was that? And then question number three, again, important part of our cultural education objective here at Trivia Friday Learning University. What was the original flavor of the filling in Twinkies? Original flavor of the filling in Twinkies.
Breakfast of ex-champions.
Yeah. One of the world's great snack foods. All right, here are my three questions, and then we will go to the phones. The most famous Tarzan call is this one. Whose voice is that? Whose voice is that? And I used to be able to do it as a kid, but my voice is too deep for that now. That's what I keep telling myself. All right, second question. Most Bible readers are familiar with the Babylonian names of the young Hebrew men in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What were their names in Hebrew?
My shack, your shack, and away we go. Oh, I shouldn't have given it away.
JJ even has a Book of Daniel joke. What were their names in Hebrew? Third question, of the big four professional sports leagues in the U.S., which one has the most teams? Which one has the most teams? All right, the number to call if you want to get on the show, Trivia Friday today, is 888-589-8840. And we go to the phones, and Tracy is first. We don't have a location for Tracy. Tracy, somewhere out in America is where you are. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
God, I'm never first. I'm in Texas, by the way. Okay.
You're in Texas. All right. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Tracy?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to answer the question of the metric system.
All right, Brian.
All right. The question is, there are three countries in the world who do not use them. There's like 197 nations in the world or something like that. Only three of them do not use the metric system, and Tracy is ready to tell us which three countries they are. Go.
Right. Well, I know, being a nurse, the United States is one of them.
There you go.
The other one, I believe, is Liberia, and I think Myanmar.
Yo!
Wow! Yeah. Way to start is that.
That's pretty excellent. That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Tracy, you know, because I saw that question today. So, you know, I'm interested in the answer to that question. I had no idea somebody would know that off the top and be our first caller. We're all impressed.
We're very, very impressed, Tracy. Now, you said you are a nurse. Is that right? Or you work in healthcare?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's an excellent job,
very
Tracy.
Impressive.
Very impressive.
Way to start us off.
You have a question for us?
I do. My question is, there's how many first ladies have not been born in the United States? Who were they and what countries were they born in?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no.
We know we've got one with Donald Trump. That's one.
Right.
And then thinking back, it's going to be some of those early presidents because
they were from France
or England.
I think maybe Dolly Madison was born maybe in England or something like that. that. I'm going to put her in.
All right, Dolly Madison. Love Melania. Melania NBA. Trump.
Melania from Slovenia.
Okay.
And love the Dolly Madison snack cakes. Yes. Boy, that was a real bonus to have a first lady that offered such a great snack.
Yeah, there's a question. What was the flavor of the filling that she put in her little snack
cake? First That's, Dolly Madison yeah. snack cake.
Okay. What do you guys think?
Yeah, let's go with those two. I think I remember hearing about Dolly Madison. I have no idea who else.
I bet there's three because there's always, you know, when you have so many presidents, there's going to be another one we don't know about. I'm going to go with three.
Okay.
My answer. What do you say?
Oh, you, okay, but we need to know.
Oh, you have to know. Names oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And what country they're from.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, she got Liberia and Myanmar, JJ. She's not going to let us get away with just a number.
All right.
Well, I say okay. five.
Five. Five-ish. Okay, let's go with those
All right.
two then.
We got those two, Tracy. Are we close or okay. tell us the answer?
You were close. Definitely the one we have now, Melania Trump from Slovakia, or I can never say that word, country right.
Slovenia.
And the other one you, yeah, it's not Madison. It's actually Louisa Catherine Johnson Adams.
Oh, John Adams.
Born in London.
Where,
yeah.
Where was she born?
In London.
In
London.
Okay.
Okay.
So are those the only two?
So far.
Okay. So far.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, the direction we're going, who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Tracy, thank you so much for participating.
Thank
Thanks for listening.
Bless you.
All right. Well, that was good.
What a start the show.
All right. We go back to Texas. Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Benjamin?
I want to ask.
Okay. Just ask a question. All right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. On the Great Seal of the United States, the American eagle is clutching two objects in his claws or talons. What is in each talon, and what does it represent?
All right. Hang on, Benjamin. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, okay? So don't say
Aren't
yes
there
or
some
no.
some arrows?
I'm yeah, I, think just one of, to... I think one of them is an arrow.
Yeah.
Or
three
maybe,
arrows,
maybe
I think.
A,
is it three?
Cluster of arrows.
Okay,
right.
cluster or something.
So that'd be a symbol of military might, warfare, capacity okay. to engage in warfare. I think the other one is like an olive branch, isn't it? Like
that's what I was going to say.
Symbol
no,
of peace?
No, I think the other one is an IOU. They changed it because of that $20 trillion.
Right. We can't afford the olive branch anymore.
And I got to tell you, we're going to answer you in a second, Benjamin. I don't think seals have talons. I'm pretty sure that would be...
They're good right. at balancing a ball on their nose, but the talons, they really get
yeah,
clumsy
that's,
there in the
yeah,
water.
That's, especially when they grasp their prey in those seal talons. Benjamin, we're going to go with arrows in one, I guess, in the foot, the talons representing military might, but then the olive branch in the other representing a desire for peace.
Yes. I had this in my school. So the left talon is clutching 13 arrows.
Oh, 13.
For
oh,
wow. 13 for the 13 original colonies.
Yeah, okay.
right.
And the arrow suggests that they will defend their nation. And the right talon is clutching an olive branch with 13 olives.
Oh.
The olive branch is a symbol of peace, and the right side is considered more important. So this indicates the United States prefers peace over war, but will fight to defend itself.
Well, that little fine print there in Latin actually says, walk softly but carry a big stick.
That's in Latin.
In Latin,
yeah.
Yes.
Hey, great question, Benjamin.
Wow,
love that.
That's awesome.
And congrats to you for paying attention in school. We like that, especially when it comes to American history.
Thank you, and y'all. Is Brian Fisher on there with y'all?
He is. You're listening to Brian Fisher.
I'm right here, Benjamin. How you doing?
Good. We listen to your show every day.
Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you.
Brian has a lot of faithful listeners, and we're proud to have all of our listeners. I want to make that clear. But Brian has a good group, very faithful. So.
Thanks, Benjamin. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Benjamin, I just want to give you a heads up in case the program is not up to quality today. It's because these guys have me studying like what Twinkies were used to be made of. So if the content's a little bit lacking today, that's going to be my excuse. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's right. And we will say this. Hey, thank you, Benjamin. We will say this, that and I see Brian continually going. When he goes to his show, he's got stacks of material. So
nobody studies harder for this show than Brian.
That's absolutely true. All right, we continue going on to the phone lines. We go now to Oregon, and Tell is on the line. We get the name right? Is your name Tell?
Yes.
All right, good.
Your Uncle William was very, very famous, but sad about
speaking
that whole
of, speaking
apple,
of the 13 arrows,
yeah,
yes. We're working on a theme here.
Yeah,
that's
we're
right.
Blending it all together.
So sad about that whole apple on his head thing that didn't work out so well.
That's Tell, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Tell?
Both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about the pig.
Here's the question. Ham is taken from what part of a pig? This is multiple choice. A, the back of the pig. B, the hind leg. Or C, the stomach. Which is it, Tell?
I'm going to guess the hind leg.
You're exactly
right. Wow, good.
Nicely
excellent.
Done.
Now, do you like ham and bacon and all that kind of stuff? Or?
Yeah.
All right. Who doesn't? I mean, that's some great eating there.
Bacon, as most people know, is taken from the stomach of the pig.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's from the stomach.
Okay.
So, hey, you got it right. What's your question for us, Tell?
This is a Bible question. How long did Jesus' parents search for him when he stayed behind at the feast?
Okay, you got to say that again.
How long did Jesus' parents search for him when he stayed behind?
Oh,
you remember
okay.
when they were on the caravan yeah. and he was in the temple?
At the feet
of the teachers
yeah,
there.
Teachers
was
the
it
temple.
Two or
Plus
3 days?
3 days.
3 days.
So
yeah.
he was missing for 3 days.
Yeah. All right, we're going with 3 days, Tell.
You're right.
All right.
Cool.
Well, I'm gonna clap for Brian and JJ. They knew it. I didn't know.
Ed is just actually so astonished that this team actually got one of those questions right. He's got to clap. Clapping for us.
I'm clapping for those guys. Hey,
clapping
Tell,
for everybody in the teacher's lounge.
That's right. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling in, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's great.
Sweet listener from Oregon.
You bet. You know what's interesting to me about that? How does he go missing? How long? Why does it take him 3 days to figure out that their 12-year-old son is missing? How
I thought you had
how
him.
Does that,
yeah, yeah. If you
maybe the caravan was that big, but
I think it's probably caravan.
It was a big
caravan.
A lot of family.
Friends, everybody's
right.
kind of moving together, and they just assume he's off playing
with cousins. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you have a large family; it can happen.
All right, let's go ahead and reset our questions. JJ, go ahead and start.
Here's what I've got. First question: what is the official brand of baseballs used in the major leagues? Second question, a WWF, wrestling question. What was wrestling star Randy Savage's nickname? And then I'm going to add one since one was taken. What Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oysters, spices, and more? What Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oysters, spices, and more?
Okay, here are my three. I'm going to add a new one since my first one got picked off with the first
call. Wow, right
off
the top.
Right off the top, yeah. Who was the first pinch hitter to hit a home run in the World Series? Second question is, what was the original flavor of the filling in Twinkies? And here's an interesting one. Which is the only sea on Earth with no coastline?
Huh.
There's an actual sea on Earth that has no coastline. Which one is it?
All right. Here are my three questions. The most famous Tarzan call is this one. Whose voice is that? You real Tarzan fans will know. Whose voice was that we played in the that Tarzan call.
So I think that was actually, Ed, I think it was actually you who got goose when you were on the pommel horse one time in gymnastics, and that's what happened.
Oh, man, I've sounded close to that many times. But all right, here's a Bible question. Most Bible readers are familiar with the Babylonian names of the young Hebrew men in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What were their names in Hebrew? What were their names in Hebrew? And third question, of the big four professional sports leagues in the U.S., which one has the most teams? All right, you're
great
listening
question.
To Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on this here show. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and we go to back to Oregon. Kathy is on the line. Kathy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you, and good morning, gentlemen. It's so good to hear all your voices.
Wow, thank you.
Prayers are with you and your family on the loss of the baby. I know that experience.
Kathy,
from
thank you.
A sister
you.
And a daughter.
Thank you
and,
so much.
Brian, prayers with you and your family. I'm a cancer survivor and praying the same for you.
Thank you very much.
You know what? Let me interrupt
so
here.
Welcome.
Kathy, when we say American Family Radio, how comforting to know that Kathy understands that you've got cancer. And then my wife's only sister, Casey, lost her little baby last weekend. So about to have that funeral, and they're certainly grieving. But, boy, when we say American Family Radio,
right.
Kathy just reinforced that notion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy, for
thank
your
you.
Prayers.
Yes, thank you, Kathy.
Oh, you know what? We are family. We're a family of God.
Yes.
And we need to always remember that.
And it is important for us to continue to lift one another up in prayer. AFR provides that opportunity. Not only do we pray for our brothers and sisters at our local church and in our community, but because of the blessings God has given us technologically, we can pray for people all over the world when we hear of their situation. So, Kathy, thank
Amen.
You so much for that. Well, welcome
Amen.
To Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, actually, I guess I could do both. I want to answer the Bible question.
Okay, here the one about the book of Daniel?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's the question. Most Bible readers are familiar with the Babylonian names of the young Hebrew men in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What were their names in Hebrew?
Their names in Hebrew were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Absolutely, that is correct. Good job. Excellent. Hey, do you know the name of... Daniel's Babylonian name?
You know, right off the top of my head. Oh, wait a minute. Belteshazzar.
Belteshazzar. Very, very, very close.
There you go.
Well, they called him Bubba.
called
you know,
him,
that was his nickname.
They called him Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba.
JJ.
All right. Hey, you want to ask us a question?
Well, yeah, it's kind of going along with JJ's swine question. How about, where does the bacon come from?
The bacon comes from the stomach of the pig.
There you go.
All right.
Kathy, thank you so much.
And pork rinds come from the rind part of the pig.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but both pork rinds and bacon come from the grocery store that we shop at.
Hey, so. Guys, we promise so much help from Learning University. This is for reals. Don't forget to spring forward this weekend.
Oh, I'm You'll glad you reminded
set
me.
Set your clocks forward, and while you're at it, put fresh batteries in the smoke detectors.
Good, hey, excellent.
That happens this weekend.
All right, great. Folks, it is Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on this show. Trivia Friday is also known as
Learning University.
Brian was a little bit of this is the adjunct professor problem.
No, that's why he's not tenured.
right there.
That misstep.
Right.
Folks, we're gonna take a break. We will be right back.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Whoa, we have not had a response like this before. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We've been doing these spiritual heritage tours for like 20 years. We're sold out for June already, if you can believe that. We've got space left on our September tours of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, and then Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. We call them spiritual heritage tours, and I don't know how long these September seats will last. To what do you attribute that to, someone might ask? Maybe it's the fact that we have a new person occupying the White House. Maybe that has something to do with it. But in any event, we welcome you to come with us on our September Spiritual Heritage Tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. Those are two separate trips. You can do both, or you can do one or the other. We'd love to have you. Go to spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University's in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. The tolerance and diversity crowd is on a rampage at Yale University, this time over the name of Calhoun College. The school is named in honor of John C. Calhoun, a 19th century statesman from South Carolina. He was also a supporter of slavery, and that led a politically correct mob to demand Yale erase Mr. Calhoun from the school's history. And Yale was more than welcome to oblige, announcing they will rename Calhoun College in honor of Grace Murray Hopper. Miss Hopper, a trailblazing computer scientist and Navy Rear Admiral. It's yet another example of liberals whitewashing American history. Slavery was an ugly, sinful stain on American history. We cannot pretend it did not exist. George Washington owned slaves. So did Thomas Jefferson. Does the far left recommend renaming Washington, D.C. or shutting down the University of Virginia? I'm Todd Starnes.
All right.
Love the theme for Wagon Train.
I thought it was Get Smart. That's Rockford Files. Man, I'll tell you what, when a harmonica comes in at just the right time, it's a pretty cool instrument. So that's the theme from Rockford Files. I guess, was that back in the 80s or is that too far? How long? When was that?
Yeah, that was actually late 70s.
Late 70s?
When that was big.
All right. This is Trivia Friday. The number to call is 888-589-8840 if you want to get on the show. JJ, you had mentioned first segment that you had been in West Tennessee. Where else are you coming from or going?
Oh, thank you for that. There is a Beast Feast Wild Game Dinner tomorrow night in the Richmond, Virginia area. Actually, Mechanicsville, Virginia.
A what?
A Beast Feast. Ah. You know how the men get together and have elk and bear and all that, and then they give away all kinds of incredible door prizes. Well, here's the deal. They actually sold the tickets, 400 tickets. They sold out quickly, but the wives were wanting to come and others, so they're making an exception, and they're selling speaker-only tickets. Can I give a number to the church?
Sure.
804-559-8070, 804-559-8070. You can go to JJ Jasper on Facebook if you forget the number. It's Fairmount Christian Church in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Cannot wait. That's tomorrow night. And while I'm at it, in a couple of weeks, I'll be at First Baptist Church in DeRidder, Louisiana, March the 24th through the 26th. That's going to be the Jasper Family Invasion. Our whole family is there. I'm speaking to the men. My wife's speaking to the ladies. And we're going to be there Friday night, all day Saturday, and Sunday morning.
All right. JJJasper.com. If you didn't get all that information, you can go to JJ's website to find out where he's going to be, JJJasper.com.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. We go back to the phones. We go back to Texas. We've had a lot of Texas, a lot of Oregon today. Jonathan's been waiting a long time. Jonathan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here. Thank you.
You are welcome, Jonathan. Thanks for being one of our listeners. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to ask and answer.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to do the Randy Savage question.
Hey, there you go. What was wrestling star Randy Savage's nickname, Jonathan?
That would be the Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Right.
You got it.
And so did he sing that song, Macho Man, when he came out?
I don't know. But here's the information I've got. He won 29 titles during his 32-year career. He actually passed away in 2011. And what was that? Jerry Lawler, Macho Man, a lot of those guys. Hulk Hogan were stars back in the day.
Oh, okay. All right. Excellent.
Jerry the King Lawler.
There you go.
Jerry the
there
King
you go.
Lawler.
Well, you got it, Jonathan. Hey, what's your question for us?
My question is, did President Bush Sr., did he ever mention the word New World Order?
Yeah.
I'm going to say he did.
He did, I think, in a speech, didn't he? Brian?
He sure did.
I'm guessing he did. And
right.
That's the correct answer?
And
Jonathan, he did.
Little known fact, he had a rap hit, and he mentioned it several times when he would be rapping. He would kind of get that in there.
That New World Order in there?
Yeah. And hey, Jonathan, I don't want to leave this whole WWF world. There's a whole lot of people that think that that is rigged, and I want to go ahead and just say it right here on this program. The Russians determine who wins or loses during those wrestling matches. And that's very unfortunate, but it's just the sign of the times.
Well, and I'll say this. That
it's the Russians.
President Bush, the first one, President Bush 41, if you play some of his speeches backwards, you can hear New World Order in there. So, yeah, that's.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
You can hear him forward. Hey, thanks,
hey,
Jonathan.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
You know, I wonder if the Russians like messing with roller derby. Because that looks suspicious to me. So maybe the Russians were behind that.
No, I tell you who's behind that. Chiropractors and who are the
dentists?
The bone people.
Yeah,
the orthopedic folks.
Yeah,
yeah, they're behind roller derby.
I actually, my dad moved the family when I was about 8 years old, 7 years old, to San Diego. Moved from New England. We were there for only a year because we all squawked. We wanted to go back and be near our family. But a friend took me to a roller derby game or match, whatever you call it, in San Diego. And to this day, I still don't know what's going on when you turn it on, ESPN 4 or whatever covers roller derby. I go, what is going on? How do they score points on this thing?
Since we're off on this rabbit trail, I went to West Virginia for a speaking thing. The pastor was delightful. And we were just chatting, and he said one of the highlights of his life, like in middle school, junior high, or whatever, his dad bought a roller skating rink. And he said he went from being, obscure to being the most popular kid in the school. And he said that he and his buddies would go after it was closed, and they would open it up, and they would just be roller skating. And he said what they would do, though, you just think about how boys think. They would take towels, bath towels, and they get going around, and they would play roller skating war. And he said everybody had a towel, and they rolled it up. You get going real, real fast. They say, 1, 2, 3, go. And you would throw it down in front of the guy beside you skating. And you'd fake and fake, and they would jump and jump. But then when he said, when that towel went down in front of your skates, I said, well, what was that all about? He said, hey, if you've never done that, he said, you immediately stop, and you're going forward. And he said his dad made him quit after every single one of the guys had to go to the emergency room at some point for a broken arm.
That is a sudden stop.
Yeah, that's a sudden stop.
I've seen hockey players playing in the NHL who go flying flat because someone threw a penny or something on the ice, and that blade hits, or in this case, the roller.
It's a dead stop. You're going forward.
All right, we go back to the phones. We're going to take a call from David from Missouri, and then we will reset our questions. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The only one that I have a 50-50 chance on getting is the baseball one.
Okay.
All right. That's mine. With spring training underway, well, no, we both have a baseball question.
Yeah,
what
was
are you
it
thinking?
The pinch hitter in the World Series?
Or the baseball?
Or the
baseball. Actual baseball.
Okay, here's the question. What is the official brand of baseballs used in the major leagues, David?
Well, I just wrote down, hoping I'd get it right, Rawling.
You're exactly right.
Wow, right. Yeah. I was going to guess Spalding.
Well, see, I was thinking Wilson. But you're right. But all those are good guesses, and you Rawlings. Got it right. It's Rawlings.
Excellent job. All right, David.
Thank you.
What's your question for us?
Well, this pertains to the Russians and fake news.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw you a slow ball here, so watch out.
Oh, this is slow pitch. Okay.
Pertaining to the number of 6 million Jews persecuted, the New York Times, how many times before World War II did they write articles about 6 million Jews being either persecuted or a type of Holocaust in Russia?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say zero.
All right, hang on, David. You have any guesses, Brian?
No, I would be with JJ.
Yeah, I'm going to go with JJ.
There'd be two questions: is did persecution of the Jews happen? And number two, if it did, would the New York Times even bother to report on it? I mean,
right.
There'd be two separate questions. But I'm guessing zero.
Well, I'm going with JJ as well. We're going to go with zero, David.
It's four.
Four.
1906, 1914, 1921, and 1931.
At least
wow.
they made mention.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for them for at least making an attempt.
Well, that's kind of illustrative of just about how troubled the history has been for the Jewish people,
right.
How often they've been the subjects of that kind of treatment.
All right. And that was just Russia alone. So.
Well, the story's coming out of Russia.
Right. David, thank you so much for being a listener. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we are going to reset our questions, gentlemen. Let's let our listeners know maybe hanging on, they may have forgotten. Let's go ahead and reset or add some questions if you've had some answered.
Okay, JG, you want to go first? You want me to?
Here's what I've got. First question, what Cajun dish is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oysters, spices, and more? Then I'll add a new question. What former U.S. president founded the University of Virginia? What former U.S. president founded the University of Virginia? Let me just throw one more, true or false. Moses and Aaron's mom was also their great aunt. Is that true or false? Old Testament question. Moses and Aaron in the Bible, their mom was also their great aunt. Is that true or false?
And I'm my own grandpa.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing, yeah.
All right, question number one. Who was the first pinch hitter to hit a home run in the World Series? Second question, what was the original flavor of the filling in Twinkies? And number three, what is the only sea on Earth with no coastline?
Those are some good questions.
I can't wait to hear the answer for that.
And I do have I'm not going to obviously give it away. I do have a guess on the pinch hit home run. So I'm listening anxiously to see what the answer is on that. Here are my three questions. The most famous Tarzan call is this one. Whose voice is that, if you're a real Tarzan
people
fan?
People that had the radio turned up. Right now, pigs from Arkansas and cows from Texas are coming running in every direction.
Thinking
it's feeding time.
In answer to that Tarzan call. Second question, of the big four professional sports leagues in the U.S., which one has the most teams? And I'm going to add one. We've had some pig trivia today, so I actually have a pig trivia question. What explorer introduced pigs to North America? What explorer introduced pigs to North America? All right, we go back to the phones. We go to Arkansas, and Doug is on the line. Doug, welcome to Learning University.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Doug. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both. My boss listens to this. If he recognizes my voice, he'll be in here just shortly.
You know, I was going to say, Doug, you sound like you're in hiding from the FBI.
Well,
but
I knew it was out of season for him to be in the tree in the deer stand.
All right. What's going on with you guys? I listen to you guys all the time. It's great. And Brian Fisher, I love his show. So, but
well,
like
you are one of a great multitude who does. So,
yes, sir.
Doug, what question you want to try to answer?
The Tarzan call.
Oh, good. All right, here's the question. The most famous Tarzan call is this one. Whose voice is that, Doug?
Well, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and I heard a story that Johnny Weissmuller and his dad used to call each other from across the yard or woods or whatever with that call. So Johnny Weissmuller, I believe.
Johnny Weissmuller is
wow,
the correct answer.
Nicely done.
Excellent.
Hey, Doug, put you on the spot here. Your chance to win season tickets to Learning University, all the ball games, if you'll give us your best Tarzan yell.
Well, you're going to get him in trouble with his boss.
We'll just pass that opportunity
yeah,
along.
I think he was in trouble with his boss before. Well, I tell you, Doug, I tell you, the only disappointment for me is that because you answered this question, Ed is probably not going to play that Johnny Weissmuller Tarzan yell again. And that's just gonna wreck the rest of my morning.
Well, I can send you a link to it if you want to.
That should be somebody's ringtone.
The ringtone. You have that as a ringtone. That's gonna turn some heads when you're eating in the Mexican restaurant. So.
Yeah. You need to go to CrossFit, play that, and then when you're not playing that, play that Rambo, that Rocky theme.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, how to end friendships and drive out people from the gym. Doug, what's your question for us?
Well, I have a question that heretofore has not been asked.
Hey, wow!
In honor of Tim Wilder.
Well played.
Grammar question.
Well played.
What is your question?
What sport is currently played in the United States that does not allow left-handed players? Every player in the sport must play right-handed.
It's tiddlywinks. A lot of people do not know that, but when you got serious competition going on and you got your teams assembled, you got to play by the rules.
The National Tiddlywink Foundation,
yeah.
Federation.
That's right. That's and they're serious it, setting so. Up in those chairs there. They got almost as many judges as tennis.
So, like, Doug, this is like an actual sport?
It is, and it's currently played in the United States.
Not that I was not interested in the line of thinking that JJ was yes. pursuing, you understand. I was just captivated by that. But an actual sport, they got to be right-handed.
Hey, now, I'm just wondering here, would it be like arm wrestling? Would you call that an actual sport?
Well, there you go.
Well, it is an actual sport, but that's not the answer. That's not
you, okay. know, you think it would have to be.
Because
somebody
would have
to was a right-handed guy, I could wrestle a left-handed guy. And
exactly.
Arm wrestling, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys have I don't have a guess on this. It's something I'd have to think about and might come up with in about a half hour, but we don't have that kind of time. So, Doug, I think you stumped us.
Yeah, this is great. I can't wait to hear the answer.
It's mostly played in Florida, and it's high-lie.
High-lie, yeah.
It's going to be right-handed.
Is that like with a little –
it's got a
scoop.
Little basket thing,
and they throw it up against the wall. And stuff.
And then when
like
you
that.
Get tired of losing, you turn it into a tiki torch and just put it out there around the pool.
Yeah. And then you go to watch roller derby after that, because I don't know what's going on in high-lie either. So two sports I have no idea how you score points at. So that is a right-handed sport only.
Because of the way the court is laid out. As they look at the front wall that they bounce the ball against, to their right is a net, and that's where the audience sits to watch the game. So all the players have to play right-handed. There's a wall on their left side, and that keeps them from hitting that basket up against that wall or what have you.
Have you ever played high-lie?
I have not. When I was in the service, I was stationed in Florida, and I happened to go down and see a couple of games, and that's how I found out about it.
Huh. Very interesting.
All right, Doug, thank you so much for being a listener, and thanks for showing up at Learning University this morning.
You betcha. I've enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. We go back to the phones here in just a moment, but if you want to jump on board, you want to come to class, here's the number to phone in, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. J.J. Jasper, Brian Fisher, Ed Vitagliano, your professors today, even though Brian, as he mentioned, is an adjunct professor, we do welcome his trivia skills here at Learning University. All right, we go back to the phone lines and we go back to Arkansas. We've just been kind of piling up in Arkansas, Texas, and Oregon today, but Amanda is on the line. Amanda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Amanda, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question would you like to take a shot at?
I would like to do the Twinkie question.
Ah, good.
Okay, here is the question. What was the original flavor of the filling in Twinkies?
That would be banana cream.
That is correct. And...
Hey! It is the mystery question, Amanda. You answered correctly. You had no idea what the question was, but you picked that one. You got it right. So when we are finished with you on the air, do not hang up. We'll put you on hold. And Cindy Roberts, who is in our studio taking calls, will get your information, and we will send you an AFR travel mug. It is made of stainless steel and plastic and all kinds of other alloys, and it is worth its weight in tin. So, but it is a good travel mug. Tim Wildman uses it and usually spills his coffee just once a program. But that's not bad.
I think we should send her a case of Twinkies that have a shelf life of 127 years.
That's right.
They put those things in bomb shelters.
Well, I looked into getting some prep, some stuff for doing prepping.
Yes,
and you can get these what they call MREs, meals ready to eat, that'll last 50 years. But I opted for the case of Twinkies that'll last 127 years. So, not that I'll last that long. But,
hey, great job! You got it. And you did you think you were going to win something when you woke up this morning?
No, not at all.
Well, you did.
That was so exciting.
Do you wish? Do you wish you had won something else, or is the travel mug okay?
No.
Okay.
She really wanted a box of Twinkies. That's what she wanted. They were invented in 1930. There's a guy that worked at a place where they were making cream-filled strawberry shortcakes, and they sat idle when strawberries were out of season. So he got it in his mind. So started banana cream, put it in the thing, and there you got a host thing. And they made them with banana cream until World War II, when they had to start rationing bananas, and that's when they went to the vanilla cream. They actually brought the banana cream back, I think, in 2012 or something like that, just as kind of a gimmick. But
you know, that
standard
really,
filling is vanilla.
That really makes you think. Doesn't it?
About what?
I don't know. I just makes you think about how your life can change. All right, Amanda, what's your question for us?
Okay, I also have a snack food question, and it is, what year was the Oreo cookie invented, and what was it originally called?
Whoa.
All right.
Oh.
What year the Oreo cookie was invented, and what was it originally called?
I'm going to guess.
I have no idea.
1908. I got no idea about the original.
If you
name.
Get this correct, I get some money. I want you to invest.
I
for
do
me.
Think you know they had Hydrox cookies.
Yeah,
I think Hydrox cookies were actually first, and then Oreos came along after that.
Wow.
So
you know,
anyway,
if Brian's going to be that bold, I'm gonna go along too. I'm gonna say September the 6th, 1908.
At
4:43
p.m. I'm gonna say at noon. All right, Amanda, you've got our guess. We're bold here at Trivia Friday.
We got
Learning
no
University.
Idea. No idea what the original name was, though.
Right. I not even a guess. All right, Amanda, help us out. What's the answer?
Okay, Brian was close. It's 1912.
Wow.
And they're called the Oreo biscuits.
Oreo biscuit.
You know,
so maybe it was
that...
invented by some British person because they call cookies biscuits.
If you were that close with such an obscure thing, I think we need to go with that whole horseshoes and hand grenades and nuclear war. And,
yeah, I ought to give some credit for that.
Brian Fisher ought to be
in
there somewhere.
It ought to be a leaner.
Yeah.
No, actually, I just read an article about this just a couple of days ago. So
why?
The fact that I couldn't even remember the date is probably more of a demerit than...
You read an article recently about Oreo cookies?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, every time I go by your office, you're always reading. And now I know what kind of stuff you're looking up.
Yeah, here. I guess I just got busted down on that one. You probably think I'm reading about Russian history.
Yeah, New York Times.
Or art,
yeah.
Or geology or geography.
It's Twinkies and
Twinkies
Oreo cookies.
Twinkies and Oreo cookies.
All right. Hey, Amanda, I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations on winning and answering our mystery question. Put you on hold. We'll get your information, and we'll stick one of those in the mail for you.
Thanks.
All right. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. It is Trivia Friday. We're going to try to squeeze another caller in before we go to break, and we're going to Alabama. Janet is on the line. Janet, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Janet, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try the Bible question about Moses and Aaron's mother.
Yeah, here it's a true or false question. Moses and Aaron's mom was also their great aunt. Is that true or false, Janet?
I'm going to say false.
It is 100% true.
But how does that happen?
Here is the verse from Exodus 6, verse 20, and listen very closely to this verse. Amram married his father's sister, Jochebed, and she gave birth to his sons, Aaron and Moses. And that from Exodus 6:20, so they did things a little different back in the Old Testament. And technically, Aaron and Moses' mom was also their great aunt.
Huh. That's interesting.
A little bit bizarre there.
Yeah. It is bizarre. And I thought when I said that I'm my own grandpa... Well, now, that's actually
a
song.
Little song.
That's a little song
ditty
from
our grandparents' day.
So, all right, Janet, you have a question for us?
Yes. This is about bees. At what time of year are the drones kicked out of the hive?
Well, this is a question about bees. Well, what time of the year are the drones kicked out of
the hive? I knew it'd be a matter of time with all them drones that people got for Christmas. They start flying them things over in the neighbor's yard. And there's all kind of drones flying near the airport, and it was just a matter of time before they started kicking them things out of the hives and everywhere else, out of the park, away from the tennis court. Drones are a nuisance. You just ask anybody that's wanting to look up and not want to hear a bunch of buzzing while they're out on a family picnic.
Oh, man, Jay, I don't know how that split personality of yours keeps...
It has to
be in the fall, right? I mean, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Janet, here for just a second.
I guess be connected with... the way you figure it out is figure out when do they harvest honey? Because somehow be connected to the kind of whole...
Well, because I know... I'm with the 1908. That's my answer.
You know, I know that, like, wasps and stuff, of course, they die off in the fall or when the weather turns cold, and then the queen is the first to come out the next spring...
I would guess spring. Get it?
That's when the drones die.
Yeah, or they get kicked out. The question about them get kicked out, right? So they can go to work.
Oh, I thought they would get kicked out and go off and die somewhere.
I think they go out and pollinate.
All right,
stuff like
so Brian's going spring. Janet, I'm going fall, and JJ's got 1908.
Yeah, 1908. Is my guess.
What's your answer?
Okay, the correct answer is the winter, because they won't eat up all the turkeys.
It's when.
The winter.
In the winter.
Winter.
They kick them out in the winter so they won't eat up all the food.
Okay, so they go off and die. That's what happens to men, you know. Sometimes they get kicked out. And all right, Janet, thank you so much for
being
a listener, and thanks for being on today. All right. It is Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
Give me one more time. Next hour.
Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
Please give me one more chance.
888-589-8840 is the number to call. And we're going to take a five-minute break for news. And when we come back, we will reset our questions. And we'll be on fire for our last segment. Y'all come back now.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.